One of the Pavlovian dances, the music of Borodin there with the New York Philharmonic under the baton of Leonard Bernstein. Welcome to the Classical Jukebox. I'm your host, Daniel Vnukovsky, and I'm very excited to welcome our next guest to the show. You've probably heard Venezuela in the headlines lately, but Venezuela is also, it has given the world one of the greatest musical success stories of our time, El Sistema, the youth orchestra movement that launched artists like Gustavo Dudamel and now inspires programs. Even here in Ontario, we have our own branch of El Sistema in Midland called El Sistema Huronia. And our guest today, Carlos Vasquez, is part of that remarkable legacy. Welcome, Carlos, to the Jukebox.
Good morning, Daniel. Thanks for having me.
A great afternoon. Thank you. Thank you, Carlos, for joining us today. Now, you're originally from Venezuela. Your musical journey on violin started at age 10. Then you added the clarinet to that. Immersive music training experiences there. Tell me a little bit about how that's shaped your approach to music making today.
There was a string ensemble in my high school where I joined with violin. And after a few years, I made a good progress and I was invited to play with some of the professional orchestras in my state in Venezuela. And then, you know, I was curious about the woodwind instruments. And when I rehearsed with an orchestra for the first time, I listened to the clarinet and I got my attention. So around the age of 15 years old, I switched to clarinet and, you know, continue my musical training in El Sistema all the way until I graduated from university. In parallel, I was doing construction management.
I have
a bachelor in civil engineering, and that's what I do today in Toronto.
Amazing.
In parallel, construction management and music on the side.
Fascinating. I want to go back to your, you know, training. What was that energy like being part of the El Sistema program? How were the other very young musicians? How was it like working with them? It's such a, you know, popular program that has taken wings, taken flight all throughout the world now.
Yes, it's a life-changing experience. You know, I've seen people from all backgrounds, in terms of society, people not too much resources, for in a way of saying it.
Right.
Like, you know, we all go together and play this music that is like considered elitist in a way, in some of the stratas. And we all, you know, get unified by that sentiment of collaboration. And it's really inspiring. Like, if you get a chance to be in one of those halls with all those musicians, it's a wonderful experience. Yeah, I'm so lucky.
Amazing. So for any of our listeners hearing that for the first time, El Sistema is Venezuela's youth orchestra movement. It's a free music education program, often after school, and it helps build musicians' confidence, community. And our guest was brought up on this immense, incredible, intensive program and is bringing that energy to Toronto. So let's now move to Toronto. You're both active as a violinist, clarinetist, and you've transitioned into conducting. And how does all this, all these hats you wear, how does that direct your leadership today? You're now the director of the Rosedale Symphony Orchestra, and we'll get into this upcoming concert coming up this weekend. Just tell me a little bit about all these experiences, how they've come together now to make you the musician you are.
Right. So it was a huge change coming from Venezuela to Toronto back in 2017. And I was very worried to get into the musical scene. I originally came to study construction management. I mean, as an artist, we always need to keep our artistry alive. So I was eager to join some of the community ensembles that we have in Toronto. So I have kept myself as a familiar face throughout the years, and I'm currently playing with Kindred Spirits Orchestra.
Oh, wonderful ensemble.
With Orchestra Toronto and other ensembles. And that led me to the Rosedale Symphony Orchestra. I joined their rosters of conductors, and the rest is history. It's been wonderful.
Ah, great. And now let's head into this program, because it is quite a mix of repertoire, all beloved works we love to hear here on our station regularly, beginning with Rossini's La Gazza Ladra. That's always fun. A great opener. And then you head to Edvard Grieg's beautiful piano concerto in A minor, his one and only pearl of a work there, the piano concerto with special guest Michael Berkowski.
That is correct. Yes, I guess the best way to put this program in words is to travel around the world in 80 minutes instead of 80 days.
And
we go to Italy for Rossini, then we go to Lyrical and Beauty Norway, take a step in Austria with the elegance and charm of the Voices of Spring, and then we take a break from the winter and go to the Caribbean, you know, with this piece, Margaritena. So it's a great and with vibrant rhythms, you know, from the heart of his hometown, the island of Margarita in Venezuela. And finally, we go, you know, and a thrilling and exotic, powerful Russian staple as the Polovtsian dances from Prince Igor.
Right. What a closer. Wow. You have literally ticked off all the boxes we want to see as an audience member. You know, a trip around the world, but also so many styles, so many ranges, moods. Tell us a little bit more about this Venezuelan orchestral music you're bringing to us. Inocente Carreño, born 1919, lived until 2016. What can we expect? You mentioned the vibrant rhythms. What else can we hear in this work, Margariteña?
Yeah, this is a tribute that he is paying to his hometown, the island of Margarita, which I like to call our very own Cancun in Venezuela.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah, the piece itself is a journey of his experiences and memories from his time in the island. We first hear the main theme as a distant memory played by the solo horn, and then it's surrounded by colorful textures in the strings that mimic the ocean waves, because it's using a lot of French Impressionism style to paint this picture. And then the main theme is he's using folk music from Venezuela and taking it to the level of symphonic world. So I think the audience will be in for a wonderful treat with this one. This is a wonderful opportunity to explore different styles. If you haven't been to a concert, this is the best opportunity you're going to get nowadays to explore all the different styles in classical music. Yeah, we hope to see everybody there, and hopefully we'll have a good audience too.
Well, that's what we're here for. We're going to help fill up all those seats and wish you and the Rosedale Symphony Orchestra a very, very memorable event. That's this Sunday, 8 p.m., and admission is by donation. All the more reason to come and see it. Visit RosedaleSymphonyOrchestra.com to hear Carlos and all this wonderful programming, all the works we love to play on our jukebox again and again. So thank you, Carlos. Thank you for joining us out of your busy schedule. Greater Toronto Area, we're so proud to have you add this vibrant touch to our classical scene. So thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Daniel.